1480 WABF, and good morning to you. Joining us this morning, we've got Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson. Good morning, Counselor.
Good morning.
So what's on the City Council agenda for this evening?
Oh, we have a collection of maintenance items, some yearly purchases, and a couple of fun things. We have the purchase of the fireworks for the New Year's Eve celebration. We have the hiring of the band for the New Year's Eve celebration. We have the request for the for Mobile Baykeeper to put on the annual Grand Man Triathlon. So we've got a collection of things, kind of a variety for sure.
Okay, the fireworks, will that be done by the Fairhope Fire Department this year?
So it is not. They will supervise them, I believe, as they always do. But there are certain regulations that are in place now that have to be met by to put on these kind of firework shows. And so we hire out a group that comes in to do that.
Okay, a group of specialists.
Correct.
That handle that.
Okay. That is correct.
Who's the do you know who the band is that's going to be for New Year's?
I believe it says Music Garden.
Okay.
But I can't swear that's the name of the band or if that's the company that's bringing the band.
Oh,
in.
Okay.
We have going through the list here. We have the annexation of the new Publix on Battles Road in 98. So that's obviously something good for the city to produce tax revenue to annex them in.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We have the approval of Watermark Design Group for the architectural and engineering services for the K1 Center remodel.
Oh,
which is
okay.
A good thing to finally get that ball rolling. People have been very excited about the restoration of the K1 Center since we were able to purchase it several years ago, and this is just one of many steps to get that through to completion.
Okay, and that's something that's been in the works for a while. So.
It has been, absolutely. And this, you know, obviously we are getting grant money to help with that restoration, and so there are formalities that we have to go through to make sure we're doing everything correctly on our end so that we stay qualified for the grant money we intend to receive.
Okay.
We are inheriting some streets from several subdivisions that are now complete. We are purchasing meters for the gas department, and it's a big purchase because we're doing it for several years in advance because the certain kind of meter that we need to electronically map our gas the way we're trying to convert for all of our utilities are not going to be made anymore by the company that sells them, so we're making a bulk purchase to get ahead of that.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Anything else? You know, it appears to be hopefully a relatively boring agenda. But these things always there's always the possibility that things can spiral out of control.
Okay. But some meetings it's just okay, let's just rubber stamp these purchases that we already know we have to have and let's get out and watch Monday Night Football after.
Yeah, well, we know that, you know, the things that come in front of us that are already budgeted, the things that we want to know, even though we've already approved them as part of the budget, are what was your budget number, what was the actual purchase price, and if it's more than what we've budgeted, where's that money going to come from?
Okay.
And I can tell you our department heads – and Kim Creech, our treasurer, and the mayor, they really stay on top of that as of, you know, making sure they can tell us at a council meeting that, yes, this truck, for example, was $7,500 more than we budgeted because the prices of everything went up. But we've now eliminated money, moved money from this section so that everything stays balanced. And that's tough because we know that everything especially recently, has gone up considerably in price.
I was just about to say, how is the city reacting to, you know, prices going up on average about 25-30%?
It's tough, but and that's why we as a council rely so heavily on the mayor, our finance director, and everybody, all these department heads, because they are the ones that are watching it on the lower level, so that they can report to us, so that we make sure that at the end of the day we are balanced and that we have the money set aside that we need to be able to get through the year each year.
Okay. I
want to remind everybody that the Christmas parade is this Friday night. Starts at 7 o'clock. I sure hope that's right.
Yep,
that's right.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's correct.
7 o'clock Friday night.
Yep, Santa arrives around 7:30, somewhere right around
that's
there.
Right.
So that should be an awful lot of fun.
It always is. I mean, you know, tree lighting 2 weeks ago is absolutely, hands down, my favorite event that the city puts on. It's one of the truly most magical things you can be a part of. I mean, it's straight out of a Hallmark movie, and you see and hear people say that all the time. But it is remarkable. The city employees do such a wonderful job. And I was lucky enough this year that the mayor allowed Councilman Conyers and I to actually flip the switch to turn the lights on for the countdown, and that was something I won't forget for sure.
Okay, that's fun.
It was great.
That's
fun. It really was.
Not always a lot of fun things to do with this job, so.
It has its perks for sure, but that was something that I really enjoyed.
Okay. Now, how you're city council president now? How is that transition going?
So,
how are you enjoying that?
You know, it has been. It has been very easy so far, but I am only a couple of weeks in, and I know there are rougher days ahead. It's not as easy as Councilman Burrell and Councilman Conyers make it look, but the mayor is great to work with, and she does a great job of communicating things that we need to know to make the decisions that we make. And so with the amount of communication we get from the city, it makes the job a lot easier.
Okay. Well, so far it's been uneventful, and to be quite frank about it, the best thing that can happen is if people forget you're even doing the job.
100%.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because there's no controversies and no nothing big going on.
Absolutely. Look, and I still run into people now that do not even know that I'm back on council, which, again, is exactly what you want. You don't want to be in the front page of the news. You don't want to be the topic of conversation around town, and it's been very peaceful this go round, at least.
Okay, well,
so far,
as a member of the media, well, as a member of a voter and a resident of the city of Fairhope, I hope that it stays that way. Okay, that nothing would make me happier. However, as a member of the media, you know, y'all need to do something, stir things up, get things going on, and you know.
We were must-see TV for a while, but I'm glad that the meetings are boring like they are intended to be,
yeah.
For sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing everybody at the Christmas parade Friday night.
All right. We'll see you Friday night.
Thank you so much.
Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson. You're listening to 1480 WABF. Here's Jeffrey Osborne with Oh Holy Night.